Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Daniel.
Yes,
Donna.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Kodesh Tov.
As we are normally starting for the new month, we will start with a verse from the Zohar. We're going to read Parasha Yitro, which is from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, which connects to the energy of certainty. V'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu V'yachda Hashem Yirte Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim V'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Elohino Elena Maaseya Deinu Kerenei Elena Maaseya Deinu Kerenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Perichu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Kola Ihu Yishot Biovada Dikshot Velet lach mila Yalma Duvae Barnash Vadahya Leia Mineya Ulan Hagabeya Kilana Deha Kulhu Ovada Bikshot Inun Wikola Itzterich Bialma. And now I'm going to read a very brief description of the month of Elul, and we'll then go into a deeper discussion of the month. Today is the second day of the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Elul, which always falls on the last day of the month of Av and the first day of Elul. Elul is called Chodesh HaCheshbon, a month of accounting, as it comes at the end of the spiritual fiscal year. It is also considered the month of preparation for the new spiritual year that begins with Rosh Hashanah. The two themes of Elul, accounting and preparation, are interdependent, because how we account for the past is how we prepare for the future. In Elul, the word in Aramaic means searching. We examine the mistakes of the past year in order not to repeat them. In particular, this means taking an honest look at what is trapping us and preventing us from truly moving forward. Obviously, fundamental changes do not happen instantly, but self-transformation is possible, and it is possible to the extent that we want it, that we examine ourselves and identify issues that need work, and that we invest ourselves in that goal. In short, what will happen to each one of us on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has a great deal to do with how we prepare for these great days. We can be certain that if God created life, He gave us the power to change life. If God gave us the ability to get into patterns and habits, then He must also have given us the power of the soul to get out of this habit and change the patterns. Just like we got in, we can get out. Any faith in Hashem has to include faith in hope and faith in transformation. Faith that we will be forgiven for past mistakes, and faith that we can change. Elul is a transition month. I'm getting some static, so I'd appreciate it if you would press star 6 to mute your phones. You can always press star 6 again to unmute and ask any questions. Elul is a transition month. It is bringing us to the end of 1 year, the year 5776, the year of the pause, and the beginning of another, the year of 5777, the year of the goat. And the year of Teshuvah. This is the month of Teshuvah going into the year of Teshuvah. This is an aspect of duality, yet it is a different duality than what we experienced in the month of Av. The universe is still in a frame of judgment, yet it gives us opportunities to utilize this judgment, to decide on our own, to return to our decisions that have created chaos in our lives. It helps us change who we are, so the effects of chaos cannot find the perpetrators of those actions. The perpetrators, which are ourselves, no longer exist in the physical or even the spiritual worlds. And we call these changes teshuvah, or returning to Hashem. Last Thursday, the planet Mercury went retrograde. This means from standing on Earth and looking at Mercury, it looks like it's going in the wrong direction, backwards from the direction it always travels. That's an illusion, but the spiritual effect of that illusion is very real. What is that spiritual effect? It is bringing you back to previous times. Previous times where you made previous mistakes. You're going to be presented with opportunities to correct those mistakes. Even if you choose not to do the accounting, you're going to hear from people from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, last lifetime, that you don't even realize that. Each of these situations are your opportunity to again do it right instead of the mistake that you did in the last situation. That is why Mercury is retrograde in the month of Elul. And it frequently is always like that. But at this time, this year, through Hashem's mercy, it's essentially almost started at the same time as Rosh Chodesh. So the Rosh Chodesh energy is giving that additional power. Because this next year, we need all the help we can get. As we discussed when we described the energy of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. Elul is a challenging month, since it is a bridge between summer and autumn. It's the end of summer, which is known, and the beginning of autumn, which has yet to be revealed. This is also a metaphor for ourselves. It is a month of potential contemplation. This contemplation is not easy, yet the alternative to this return to our past actions is worse than the actual self-judgment, even though it does not sometimes seem that way. The universe will send people and memories to the forefront of our minds. Use these opportunities wisely. During the month of Elul, we have an attribute which is called Beriot. In Aramaic, it means health, healing. The meaning of the word health is different today than what the ancients meant. Today, health applies to physical body ailments and disease. In the ancient meaning, health relates to anything that is not healthy. Our body, our soul, our relationships, our businesses, our trade, and our countrywide discussions. It relates to almost anything that leads one way from balance, which means away from Hashem. In this month of Elul, which relates to purification, as we will discuss below, which is the true meaning of the word Virgo, virgin, betulah, health means purification through cleansing. The ancient tribal connection is not God, like it is in the modern terms. It's Zebulun. To the ancients, the meaning of the name Zebulun meant flow of a gift. There was only one true meaning of gift, and that is the gift of Torah. The tribal land of Zebulun was near the sea. The sea from which came the dye from the sea snail that produced the color Tehelet, used in the one blue string used for the tzitzit. Zebulun used this wealth to assist his brother, the tribe of Yisachar. When their crop failures made life for them difficult, of course Yisachar and Zebulun were never far from the idea that they were the cause of these crop failures. And this is what all of us must do as we review our past year, our past lives, and our past lifetimes to determine what is causing the chaos in our lives. Remember, there is always chaos, even if it is reaching into our pockets for two coins and bringing out only one. The tribal totem was the seashore, Yavasha. When you think of the seashore, do you see sandy beaches or rocky ones? Permutate the letters of Yavasha or Yavasha. One gets Chev Yah, Sit Hashem. Does this mean Hashem sits or Hashem brings comfort? The seashore is a paradox. Water ends and land begins. Or perhaps it's land ends and water begins. How do you reconcile the paradoxes of life for yourself? This is what Elul is all about. The tribal stone is Yehalon, a crystal, a diamond. Diamonds are a unique stone in our world. It appears to have great value as an investment, as a desire. Yet this value is an illusion propped up by a cartel. At the same time, it is known as one of the hardest substances in the world. Just as a Virgo applies harsh judgment against other people, it is better to do so against ourselves. There's much to learn from contemplating a diamond and the diamond that is in our world. The tribal herb for the month of Elul is the cassia. When permutated, Ketzia can be translated as the upper worlds, but also see the end. This is similar to the seashore, a paradox. Contemplate paradox well. Many of the things that we physically judge, that we physically have absorbed from our society, as judgments, what is right and what is wrong. Many of these things are perceived paradoxically in the upper worlds. Break out of your shell of logic and listen to your intuition during this month to know what is an action that you did that was not correct and what is the actions that you did correctly. And what are the actions you didn't do? And the actions you did not do correctly. The house in the month of Elul is the Beit HaCholi, the house of illness. Or is it a house of healing? As we share ourselves during this month of Elul, we find many possibilities to share too much and thereby drain ourselves, not having the energy to complete our teshuvah. This is a tool of the negative system. We must be aware of this. And this is a month to be aware of our limitations, especially as it relates to pursuing ourselves. The zodiac sign is Betulah. We'll discuss it below. But Betulah means virgin. But more than that, it means the house of mercy, the house of Vav Lamed He. And that can be expressed as Yud Lamed He, the house of Yud Lamed He, the house of teaching Hashem in the physical level. The tribal direction is east, but there's this issue of east because there are two words for east in Hebrew, and we know there's no synonyms, so each of those words have a different context. One is Kedem, and the other is Mizrach. Kedem has the meaning of a beginning. And Mizrach has the meaning of a shining, of light. And both are related to the rising of the sun, which comes in the east. These are actually the same directions that are associated with the month of Av. The physical reason for this sharing is the brotherhood of Zebulun and Issachar. The spiritual cause is about sharing, but on a spiritual level rather than the physical. The month of Elul is an acronym or a famous phrase from a verse from Shir HaShirim. The phrase, Ani l'dodi v'doli li. Ani l'dodi v'doli li. Translation is usually, I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me. This is teaching us that Hashem is closer to us than he is in other months. This is what makes returning to Hashem easier. The metaphorical stories that are explaining this talks about how you have a question to ask the President of the United States, or the Prime Minister of Israel, or any other world leader. How can you, a relatively insignificant human being, ask the President this question? During the normal times of the year, you have to go through the secretaries, and then the other secretaries, and then the other secretaries, and then the other secretaries just to get an appointment. And then when you get to the time of the appointment, you find out that there's a world crisis, that he doesn't have time for your question. This is a metaphorical story, of course. Who would even think to ask the President of the United States a personal question? But during Elul, the President is on vacation. He's in the field with you. All you have to do is walk up to him. Even the Secret Service isn't there. You just have to approach him. This is the month. If you do some additional spiritual work, you're walking up to Hashem, and you can ask him any question. You can find out everything and anything about yourself. An interesting component of Elul being an acronym for Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li shows you four yuds. The last letters of those four words is yud, 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 yud. And this relates to the phrase Ani. Well, I don't remember it, but its translation is simple. Because I am Hashem, your healer. Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am Hashem, your healer. In those three words are four yuds. And there are four yuds in the spelled out name of Hashem that has a gematria of 72. Yud Vav Dalet spells yud. He yud spells he. Vav Yud Vav spells Vav, and He Yud, the final He. Four Yuds, connecting to Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. As I mentioned, there are significant rituals that are involved with the process of Teshuvah. But we first need to understand that Teshuvah is Tashuv Hey, returning the Hey, reconnecting the Hey to the Vav, because when we did that mistake in action, we separated the Hey from the Vav. So what are these additional items to do? One is to read or scan the Aramaic of the Tikkuni Zohar. This year we have, for the first time, a complete English translation of this. So I am going to take advantage of that. We will have some of the verses of the Tikkuni Zohar in the Aramaic, but most of our study will be in the English. But as we have seen from the few classes we have already experienced, the Tikkuni Zohar is a very difficult study. It takes significant commentary and discussion at almost every verse. We also have a ritual called Slichot. The Ashkenazi minhag is to say, start saying Slichot. The last Shabbat, Motzi Shabbat, prior to Rosh Hashanah, providing there's at least 4 days of Slichot, prior to Rosh Hashanah. That would give us 14 days of Slichot leading up to Yom Kippur. And the Sephardic Minhag is different. It starts the second day of Elul, which is Monday, the 5th of September, Labor Day for this year. And tomorrow morning, our 10:30 class will go into much greater detail of what is Slichot. And starting Monday, I hope I didn't confuse you, I meant Sunday morning at 10:30, we will discuss and study Slichot. But on Monday, we will start saying Slichot. And we will start saying this at 8 o'clock West Coast time, every day from the 2nd of Elul to the 10th of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. And we're going to do that as a community, but I remind all of you, please join us. But keep in mind not to overdo your participation, because this can be a tool of the negative system to make you so busy with these rituals that you forget to actually reconsider the actions that you've done. We live in a society that requires constant attention to earning a living, except for the few who are fortunate, or maybe not so fortunate, to experience that. There is a Psalm 27 that we recommend to say twice a day. We plan to include that in our 8 o'clock class, while our 6 o'clock in the evening class will be more connected to the study of the Tikkuni Zohar. The letters of the month are the Resh and the Yud. The Resh is the head. It's also the lack. The Yud is the Hashem. Resh and Yud have a gematria together of 210, representing the Hebrew word redu, Resh Dalet Yud. Redu means to go down, as Abraham went down to Egypt. 210 years was the number of actual years that Jacob to Moses in Egypt. The Torah says it should have been 400 years, but we couldn't handle it. We already fell to the 49th gate of impurity, and if we had stayed longer, we would have fallen too far to ever be able to come out. Please mute your phone or ask a question. Thank you. As you can tell from my tone, this is a serious month. The permutation of the tetragrammaton is hey, hey, wa, yo. Hey, hey, Vav Yud. and we will utilize it in our connection tonight, along with the Resh and the Yud. In the Ana B'Koach, it is the sixth verse that connects to the planet Mercury and the letter Resh. The Resh created the planet Mercury, the same planet that is in that retrograde. That's the idea of retrograde relates to the lack, to the poorness, while the normal pattern connects to the head, because it's the planet that is closest to the sun. The letter Mercury completes its route around the sun in 88 days. But if we add a kolel, it's 89 days, the gematria of Hanukkah. This is where the hidden light is. The Yud creates the Betulah, the Virgo. The 210, Resh and Yud together, represents Echie, Aleph Hei Yud Hei. Times 10, Aleph Hei Yud Hei is 21, times 10. Whenever you have times 10, you're talking about perfection. Not really perfection, but completion. Because completion is a stage until the next goal. There are no holidays in Elul, but there are significant energy days. One of the things that we do, the rituals, is to blow the shofar. And in our classes, we will discuss the meaning of the shofar and what it represents. But one way to truly understand the shofar is a wake-up call. And every day, starting on Monday, we will hear the blowing of the shofar to wake us up to do the teshuvah. Here are some practical strategies to adopt this month. To do your spiritual accounting. Don't do it in your head, do it on paper. Because once you have it on paper, you have a clear view of it all. And you can pick one item to concentrate on. Yes, it would be nice to do all of them. Do you have the time to do truly good, really approach the full strength of teshuvah for all of the items? Or will you do a little bit of towards each, as opposed to picking one and doing it in depth, in strength, in completion? Number two, add in forgiveness every day. Who do you have to forgive? Start with yourself. Three, send New Year's note says these are blessings you are sharing with others. Four, bless people with a happy, healthy, beneficial New Year. And five, don't ever forget the Tikkuni Zohar. It's a very, very powerful tool. The astrological influence of Betula, of the Virgo, follows the spiritual actions of cleansing that one does during Elul leads to the practical aspect of changing the year ahead to not be like the past year. Did you have a good year? Do you want it to repeat exactly as it did this year? Then you should not change anything about yourself. Of course, the energy in the universe will change. So, it's impossible to stay the same. Yet most of us realize that we still have chaos and need to change something. Whatever we change during the month of Elul will impact the energy that we receive on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the way the year ahead manifests in our life. When you clean your house, during Elul you clean your chaos from the year ahead. Astrologically speaking, it's something that we all need to recognize. Do you have friends who are Virgos? Their ability to see details is really beneficial to everyone. You just have to ask them, what are you doing wrong? Please tell me. You're my friend. Tell me. What should I work on this year? You don't have to show them your list of things. They'll know it by the way what they tell you when you ask that question. Many people have aspects of Virgo in their chart without sun signs of Virgo. But the nature of the Virgo, especially the male Virgo, the male Virgo always has had a previous life as an accidental murderer. He lost track. He was thinking about something else and, as metaphorically, kicked a hammer off the ladder and hit somebody in the head, and the person died. If you're a male Virgo, sometime in your life, you're going to need the tools of those details that you're always seeing so you don't lose track of that this time and can make up and change that action. During this month, we will also have a tendency to see more details than on other months, because that's the nature of the Virgo. That's the ability to cleanse ourselves. And that's the essence of the month. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach G'dulat Yemin Tav Tati Sera Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506, the same as the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha sagbeinu, tacharenu, no ra, ufrei shayan, dintet nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, cross satan, teref satan. And we can rearrange cross satan to spell sha'ar katan, small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, the nose, the mouth, because these are the entry points of the negative system. The next Sunday, we will be reading the mitzvah of putting police and judges on your gates in your cities, meaning your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, as one of the 70 understandings of that discussion. Na gibor dor shehudcha kevava shamre nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. The first three letters, Nun Gimel Dalet, has a gematria of 57, the same as the Hebrew word zan, meaning parnasah, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin, a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body back to its stem cell state, where it can be healed, where it can be rejuvenated, where it can be cleansed, and then returning it to the body, where it will again do its job as it was created to do, perfectly, completely. Barhem tacharem rachame sitkatcha dami gamlem betetresh zaditav gimu. Hasin kadosh berov tucha nae adata tetkuf bet tet nunayin. The sequence connects us to Hod, and a connection to increase our appreciation and our thankfulness. Yachid geyeh Lamcha pene zokre kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul. The Resh that created the planet Mercury, that's presently in retrograde. And the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the Virgo, the Virgin. Together, the Resh and the Yud seem to be a paradox. The Resh that is ahead, or perhaps the lack. The Yud that is Hashem in both locations. Please join me standing and dancing and being joyful, because this is the month of cleansing, the opportunity to get closer to Hashem. There is only joy in that consciousness, in that discussion. Hey, hey, why, yo. 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 Race, you. Race should, hey, hey, why, yo. Race should, hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Are you dancing? Are you happy? Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Make yourself happy. If you're not, fake it till you make it. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Take control of Virgo. Take control of Elu. Be closer to Hashem. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Dance around in circles. Hey, hey, why, yo. Ray should, hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, why, yo. Shavatenu Kabel. Ushma Tsiakatenu. Yodea Ta'alumot. Shinkufav. Tadiyutat. The first two letters, Gematria is 400, representing four worlds times 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot. The last four letters, like the first verse, 506, connects to the Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this the path to completion is by injecting unconditional love in everything you do. Forgiving everybody who hurts you, because it's not them hurting you. It's your them allowing you to cleanse. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, into this month of Elul, let's separate any negative aspect of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. One, something we will use during the Slichot process. Adonai Hey Wahe. Adonai Hey Hey Wayo. El Rachum Vechanun. Erechapayim Berau Chesed Vemet. Notze Chesed Lalafim. No se awon vafesha, vechata v'nake. And now we can read the verses from this year and the last 2 years. Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayuli mat. Willo yachlu halihashid et kol haolot v'yachaskum achechem halivim ad kilot hamlacha v'ad litkait kadshu hakohanim ki halivim yishre levav. That verse has 25 words. We're able to permute that into eight names of God. Adonai, hey, hey, wayo, la, la, hey, wa, wa, wa. Yo la yo ala me, hey hey hey, aka a, reka ha, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Badonai Yehewayo Adead Kibia Yohei Adonai Yehewayo Tzur Olam. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo ishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavoiya asher yitchabe sham wishavten. Eli el nachom, v'halakti ichem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti oto, v'kol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yobed ro'al, Yom Ruayo. Second Samuel chapter seven verse 10. Wisanti makom leamili Israel untati vishakan tachta velo yergaz od velo yosifu. Bene avla la noto ka'asher barishona. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Now I'm going to say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Moed. Does anyone have any questions? Class is starting tomorrow. At 8 a.m. West Coast time, there is another connection to Rosh Chodesh, to our Rosh Chodesh connection. And at 10:30, there will be additional preparation for the month of Elul, primarily focusing on the subject of Slichot. Monday, there are classes at 8 a.m., 4:30, 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. Tuesday, 8 a.m., 4:30, 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. Wednesday, 8 a.m., 4:30, 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. Thursday, 8 a.m., 4:30, 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. Friday, 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Shabbat, 8 a.m., 6 p.m., and 7 p.m. And, of course, a week from tomorrow, the following Sunday, at 8 a.m. and 10:30 and 6. I wish you all a Kodesh Tov, a good month. I look forward to participating with you in our community activity, online and on the conference call. I look forward to your questions and any help you might need or I can provide in your process of teshuvah. Shalom. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you.